J Mobile.
Kevin J, KO4HK. Good morning, Bob.
How y'all doing this morning?
Doing good. Enjoying the beautiful morning, going down to meet some friends and hang out for a little while and just relax.
I am waiting for a welder to come over. I got to have some work done on my outdoor furnace and I'll run up here to Home Depot and try to grab something, but it didn't work, so I got to figure that project out later. But anyway, that's about it today.
You'll get it figured out and get your furnace fixed and squared away. You might need that here shortly.
Time to turn it on, and we fixed one spot, but I had to open it all up to get to the back side of it. So hopefully we're going to get that squared away today. And I might even have some radio time later.
Good. That's always a good thing to sit down and get you some radio time.
Lately, I've been a little bit sidetracked with stuff, but slowly but surely things are getting back to normal.
I've heard you on the radio a couple times. You got a lot going on right now. And that kind of takes precedence. It's a little more important than sitting down at the radio.
And a little bit of work here and there and some radio time. That about fills the day.
You get over there and get with you one day and check out your station.
Give me a shout when you feel like coming by. I'll make sure it's okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't just drop in like that. I don't like when people do it to me, so I won't do it to anybody else.
Got a phone call. I don't know, just Mac. It's probably more my wife than me. But I do appreciate a phone call, but she doesn't want any little thing out of place if somebody's coming over. Even though 99.9% of the time nothing's out of place, the one time somebody pops over, she's got four dishes in the sink from breakfast or something.
Yeah, I'm with you there. My wife's the same way. She wants to know so she can have everything where it goes.
9 out of 10 times, when a person pops over like that, that's the one day that she left the dishes from breakfast or lunch in the sink.
Funny how that happens. And it not anything, not just somebody popping over, is when you least expect it, you've let your guard down on a few things.
Flustered too, because I know it's got her flustered, so it's a landslide effect.
The box cracked on your furnace, is that what you're welding up?
It is a outdoor wood furnace. It's actually, the fire heats a boiler, and then it's hot water heat from there. And there's a crack right at the door. The same thing happened on the other side, in the exact same spot. And this time, it happened on the other opposite side of the door, almost the exact same spot, opposite. But this time, it had cracked all the way through both sides, so I had to open it up to get to the inside, too.
I was thinking about having one of those put in at my next place, too. I like that kind of heat, and I bought 37 acres of land, so I got plenty of trees.
I'm a wood master dealer, so if you ever get to the point where you want to buy one, I can probably save you some money.
Well, that's really good to know.
And depending on how you want to do it, I mean, if I was going to do it all over again, I would have baseboard heat. I'd be using this thing to heat my house. I'd have baseboard heat throughout the whole house with different zones. The bedrooms need to be on their own zone. You know, maybe the kitchen on its own and the living room on its own. And that way you can really control the temperature of the house.
I like to keep my bedroom cooler than the rest of the house.
I do, and, you know, some people like it real warm. I mean, you can literally have 4 or 5 degree difference between two rooms if you want to.
Sorry about that. There's a truck broke down there in the road and sun right in my eyes.
I bought my furnace from when he built his house with one of these in mind. He had baseboard heat, radiant heat in the floors, radiant floor heat. He had it all mapped out, and it was really nice, I'll tell you right now, and it kept his house warm.
I imagine it did, because once you get the floors warm and they radiate the heat, it's nice and toasty in there.
For, I don't know, 15, 18 years, maybe even more, maybe 20 years. Been going a long time. For the last five or so, I've been kind of doctoring it back together. But it has done its job, and it heats the house, the swimming pool, the hot water for the house. I mean, it did the job.
That's a pretty big furnace if you're heating all that stuff with it.
I'll fit about a 28, 30-inch log into it. You don't have to really have dry wood, although dry wood heats better. But if you mix it up about two-thirds dry and then some green on top of it, it will heat real good and last a long time.
To hop off here so I can pay attention to these directions. This little lady's trying to tell me where I need to go. I need to listen. Good talking to you this morning, and I'll say 73s for now, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
I'm just about to the ATM anyway. I got to stop and get some cash to pay the guy. So have a good one, NB7J Mobile.
KX, KO4NUE.
4HKX, morning, Chad.
Hello, whereabouts are you? Can I help you?
I'm getting ready to make a turn onto Hamburg Road.
Carolina?
No, sir.
Okay, well, I'm not sure what the GPS is doing. Are you coming through easily?
Sweet, yeah, I don't really know because I've never been down this way before.
Five.
I did not. I come down Caesar's Head. On a nice little scenic road. I'm enjoying the ride, though.
We're headed toward a major highway, I guess, which would be Highway 11 or Highway 8.
Just turned off of Highway 8 at 135, and then that's when I got on these little roads. It says I should be there in about 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, when you get to Roanoke Baptist Church in a curve, I want you to give me a holler, okay?
Roger that. Roanoke Baptist Church Road in a curve.
What kind of vehicle are you in?
You hear banjos, you better turn around. K2RCU. Morning, Russell.
Fellas. Everybody doing good today?
Hey. We got two banjos up there, brother.
How doing this morning?
For me, dirty rotten capitalist. Gotta get it while I can get it.
It'll make you old and broke down.
Oh, but it ain't gonna make me broke.
Down, not broke. There's a difference there.
I got you, yeah. Now, I heard you and Chad in there this morning and thought I'd jump in right quick before I hopped out of the car, but I'm about to destinate up here. Y'all gentlemen have a wonderful day. Think about me. It's 37 degrees outside, so I'm going to go play in the cold for a little bit and see if I can drive some nails and go home and eat some warm supper.
Good to hear from you this morning. Hadn't heard you on the radio a lot lately, but it's good to hear from you this morning. So go stay warm. Make sure you don't hit your thumb. It will hurt at that temperature.
Hey, if I hit my thumb with this hammer, it's going to go slam through it.
And have a good day. Stay safe. Try to stay warm. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Patrick, I'll be 53. Chad, I'll get with you just as quick as I have some free time. And we'll get that squared away for Alexander. I'll say 73s. Appreciate y'all's help. And this is K2RCL. I'll be clear.
Jack LeBeck, mobile, early in the AM.
Gex, kill 4NUE.
Brace Gex, good morning.
Hey, I can't remember that. What kind of vehicle are you in, Patrick?
I'm in my black Excursion.
Give me a holler when you get to Roanoke.
Yes, sir. I'll be there in a few minutes.
84 FCM.